News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The spot litter fines are to increase by €100 as part of a government crackdown on littering and illegal dumping. That's according to reports in the Irish Independent, which says that Junior Minister for the Circular Economy, Alan Dillon, will announce this week that fixed penalty notices for littering offences will rise from £150 to £200. Conor Horgan, spokesperson for Irish Business Against Litter, is with us. Conor, in the most recent figures, it was revealed that Dublin City Council, that within the Dublin City Council area in a given year, there were 300 fines for littering. On that basis, they could increase the penalty to life imprisonment. It wouldn't make a blind bit of difference because nobody's getting caught.
No, I think you're right. I mean, the fact is there's no deterrent in on-the-spot fines. And if an offender is €150 out of pocket compared to €250 out of pocket, it makes no difference if there's the likelihood of being apprehended. But that likelihood, as the data suggests, is negligible in Ireland. I can't see, to be honest, on-the-spot fines being a core part of the council's fight against litter.
So what should the fight be based on?
Well, we are seeing change in fairness, and I'd salute the council on that. We've spoken before about the move from bag collection to bin collection for your weekly waste. That seems to be happening. We saw it happen in a commercial sense in the last week in Dublin. But the real test for that will be residences in the north inner city in Dublin, living on streets which are very tight, which can't accommodate bins easily. Can we move from bags to bins in those areas? If we can, it will be a game changer. The council is talking of making this transition by the end of this year. That's ambitious. But even if we were to do it over a longer time frame, that would be a really meaningful change. We are seeing more cleaning of problematic areas in Dublin. That's welcome. We need to see more enforcement of the Litter Act, not when it comes to individuals, but to businesses. Businesses are responsible for keeping their premises free of litter. We're not seeing any prosecutions of note in that regard. And the issue is tackling absentee landlords. If you go around Dublin's north inner city, you'll see basements full of litter, often what we call long lie litter, which has been there for a period. That's because of difficulties in tackling the landlords and making them responsible for that litter.
Is there something as well in responsibility politically for this? Because I don't think anybody fails to get elected because Dublin is a dump.
No, I think there's... I think people are used to it. They don't like it. And we know that people are incensed sometimes about the litter levels. But it's one of those things, maybe we almost say, oh, we're a dirty nation. That's not going to change. Fatalistic about it. But the fact of the matter is we need to put in place these measures and they will bring about change. And thankfully, they are happening, but at a slower pace than we'd like.
And who's the model? What country, what city do you point to as having gotten this right?
Well, Vienna would be one, for example, when you ask. But, you know, we sent Antashka inspectors on a plane some years ago and asked them to compare cleanliness levels in Dublin compared to other cities. And I think ourselves in Amsterdam were bottom of the pile. So you don't even have to look to Vienna. All cities or most cities across Europe are doing a better job than we're doing.
Conor, thanks very much. Conor Horgan, spokesperson for Irish Business Against Litter.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.